Good morning, brethren and friends. Today, I just want to share a few thoughts for reflection and encouragement. As we can see the unprecedented and trying times that we are facing during this year and continuing, I leave with you the hope of Jesus that the blessing of the latter is far greater than the former. There's an overflow of abundance, of favor, new level we are reaching with him every day. One of my favorite texts that gives me hope when I find myself in times of trouble, I know that God is there for you. He'll give you an answer, let it be. The book of Psalms chapter 62 reads, "Truly my soul waits upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will he imagine mischief against a man? He shall be slain, all of you. As a boy in war shall he be, and a tottering friend. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul wait though only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust it in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance together, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increases, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken. Once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work." This passage of scripture gives me hope that no matter what the enemy throw at you, God is your salvation and glory. He is our defense. The rock of our strength, we shall not be moved. Finally, Bridget, "Amazing grace will always be my song of peace. It was grace that bought our liberty, because he looked beyond our fault and saw our need."